First, a profound Hakaras HaTov to Seth Grossman Shlita, who really, Baruch Hashem, on an annual basis, the yard side of his father, Zechen Libracha, David Grossman, enables us to hear Divrei Torah, Baruch Hashem, of a profound nature. I won't be marich. The Pasuk says, Vayakel Moshe, it's called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Vayomer Aleim, Ela Advarim, Asher Tzibu Hashem, Lasos Osam. Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, one of the many beautiful character traits of Hagoyin Havashavai Shlita is the ability to speak to Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What a rare and unfortunately not so common phenomena. We become, to a large extent, very sectorial, very regimented. We're divided into too many groups, and it's rare to have someone of this caliber who can speak to Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Without further ado, Hagoyin Havashavai.
B'shus demora da'asta, my dear friend Rabbi David, and I also know that the shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Gottlieb Shul and Rabbi Bagno Shul. It's a pleasure to be here again. I first feel a need to apologize. I'm somewhat late, but this is an extremely busy night. From here, I'm going to the airport, flying out, and before I came here, I saw a group of 35 girls from Chutz La'aretz that came for some Divrei Chizuk. So life is hectic, and Baruch Hashem, life is hectic. And so I'm happy to be here this Moitzoei Shabbos. So the shiur today is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmoso of Reb David Ben Reb Menachem Onish, my dear friends, Seth's father. Seth, I find neither your jokes nor your divrei Torah to be very funny. But I love you nevertheless, because you're such an amazing and such a special person. I also want to dedicate tonight's shiur to the Refuah Shleima of a few special Eden that need refuahs. First of all, two young soldiers, badly injured. Moshe Aaron ben Leah Blima, who needs a refuah shleima. Netanel Yankov ben Yehuda Sora, that was injured a few weeks ago, and Baruch Hashem is doing better, but still needs a refuah. He's been through many surgeries, and he still has a long way to go. Edna Batsara, young woman, 40 years old, had a baby 2 weeks ago, and she has a bad brain tumor. She needs drastic surgery. And finally, Miriam Batariella, a 19-year-old girl, also who had operation to remove a cancerous tumor. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send a refuah shleima to all of them. And if you could write down the names and daven for them, besides me dedicating this year, they should all have a refuah shleima. So we are approaching Purim, and it is only natural that a shir should be be'in yonah d'yoyma. But since Simchas Torah, almost every shiur that I have given, besides the shiurim and koilalim, which we learn Hilchas Ribis and some other koilalim, but every general shiur I have given in the past few months since Simchas Torah is somewhat related to the war. Because this war weighs very heavily on me, and I just can't be Masiach Das of all those young soldiers and all those dying every day and those getting injured every day, and they merit our tefillahs and our Torah and our thoughts and our tears. So we are approaching Purim. Purim is one of the happiest days we have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Kol Beis Yisrael, so many families will have difficulty being happy this Purim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisameach et libo b'nei Yisrael. So I find in a strange way that the period we are in right now is somewhat similar to what we experienced a few years ago in the COVID pandemic, and some of the shilas are of the same nature. So a soldier out there in the south or in the north, and he knows he would not be able to read the Megillah only either by night or by day. He's in service. Which of the two has preference? What should he do? And I dealt halacha lemaisa with this question in the COVID period, when thousands of people were confined in their homes, and many people were afraid to go visit and read the Megillah to people. And many people asked me, you know, there are volunteers, wonderful people that are willing to visit the ill that are in their homes, but either by night or by day, is their preference. One of the two is more important if one needs to choose. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in Megillah Dav Dalad Omed Alef, Chayev Odom Likroi says a Megillah Balayla Veleshnoi Sab Bayoyim. So we need to read the Megillah by night and by day. Is one more important than the other, or they're both the same level of Chiyuv? Machloikis Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam maintains that we say Shechiyonah b'night, and we do not need to say Shechiyonah b'day, just like b'haydlokas nar Chanukah. You say Shechiyonah only the first time, Leil Aleph shel Chanukah, and you do not say it again, even though the mitzvah is performed every night. Shemoinus Leilo is Chanukah. So the Rambam says the same refers to Mikra Megillah. You say Mikra Megillah v'kriyas Megillah by night, and you do not say the Shechiyonah again by day. But Tosfos, Dalad Omed Alef Masechet Megillah says, even though we say Shechiyonah when we read the Megillah by night, we need to say Shechiyonah again in the morning. And it is not entirely clear what the rationale is. Tosfos says, Iker Persumei Nisa B'yayim. Obviously, there was far more Persumei Nisa B'yayim than by night. What we see in many early sources, from the Gemara to the Rishonim, that in days of yore, many people stayed home by night. Sometimes it was a sakana to leave your home by night. At dark fall, the wolves and the bears and the burglars and the Robin Hoods came out of the woods and they were waiting for people. And that is why Chazal were metakan berchas me'ein sheva, beleil Shabbos. People shouldn't need to go home alone. So obviously, Tosfos says, by day there is more persumenis, and that is why even though we said Shechiyonah b'night, we say it again by day. But that enough is not really reasonable. So what would be the din if Leil Aleph shel Chanukah, a guy was very late, and by the time he lit his Ner Chanukah, no one is really out there. And the second night, there's a chasana next door, a bar mitzvah or a yortzeit, and loads of people, hundreds of people are coming in and out. What do you say Shechiyonah again? Second night Chanukah. There is far more persuma nisa tonight than I had yesterday night. I lit Ner Chanukah 11 o'clock by night. There was no one out there. So what do you say Shechiyonah again? Definitely not. I don't think any poisek in his proper senses would say Shechiyonah again the second or the third or the eighth night of Chanukah because you have more persuma nisa. So obviously, it is not only because there is more persumenis. Antosis goes on. Antosis says, first of all, more persumenis by day. And also, the Gemara says, Sudas Purim, you're not yoitze by night, only by day. Hayomim ha'ele niskorim venasim. And niskorim venasim iskesh zechir el asiyah. So just like Sudas Purim, you're not yoitze by night, maybe you're not yoitze mikra megillah by night. However, Mikra Megillah is not like Sudas Purim, because Sudas Purim we only have by day, and Mikra Megillah is a chiyuv by night and by day. So nevertheless, Tosfos says, even though we said Shechiyonah by night, you need to say Shechiyonah again by day. And as I mentioned, as I explained, Tosfos alternates. There are a few svaris. Tofresh Tzadik Beis, this is a machloikis, the Machaber, and the Ramo. And as always expected, Shulchan Aruch follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. And as see follows in Tofresh Tzadik Beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you say Shechiyonah by night, and you do not say Shechiyonah then by day. The Ramo says, Yesh Oimrim, that we say Shechiyonah by day as well. V'chein noyagim bekol ha-medino yisa'elu. All the Medinas were the Kahilas Ashkenaz. We act in accordance to the Tosfos and the Rosh, we say Shechiyonah again. Mogen Avraham Siv Koten Beis, Ikar Kriyasa B'yoyim. So the Mogen Avraham is more explicit, more clear than Tosfos. And the Mogen Avraham says, Ikar Mitzvahs Megillah is B'yoyim. It's not only an additional persuma nisa. Yesh Ikar V'tafel, Ikar Mitzvahs Megillah B'yoyim. And we also need to read the Megillah by night. But the Ikar Mitzvahs B'day, and that is why justifies Shechiyonah number two. So we need to say Shechiyonah by night because it's been a year since we read the Megillah. And it's a mitzvah born in zman lezman, mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha. And therefore, we need to say shechiyonu by night because it is the first time we perform this mitzvah, but we say it again by day because that is ikar hamitzvah. Prima godim, and that Magen Avraham, Eshel Avraham, Tofrei Tzadik Beis Yivkot, and Beis the Prima Godim says, and what he says is actually a guess, but is a valid guess, the Prima Godim. And the Prima Godim says, I think that Mordechai and Esther first were metaken Mikra Megillah by day, and only at a later stage, Mikra Megillah by night. How do we know it was two stages? It's not Mefurish in Tosfos, neither in the Magen Avraham, but in the Megillah, the pasuk is Hayomim Ha'elen Eskorim V'Nasim, and the Gemara is Medayek Hayomim Yomim V'Rolelos Legabi Sudis Purim. So it would make sense to assume, like the Prima Godim says, that maybe Mikra Megillah by day or by night was a later Tekona. And that is why the Magen Avraham explains Tosfos, Ikar Kriyosa B'Yoyim V'Lo B'Layla. Turi Even goes even further. And the Turi Even on this part, the Megillah Dav Dalet, says, only Mikra Megillah by day is Divrei Kabbalah. Mordechai ve'Esther, ve'Beis Dinoi Shel Mordechai, were metaken Mikra Megillah only by day. And that is Divrei Kabbalah. Because Megillah Esther is Kisvei HaKodesh, and that has the Chashivus of Tanakh. And that is Divrei Kabbalah. Mikra Megillah Balayla is Divrei Soifrim, and that's a later Takona. And maybe it was a Takona only in the days of the Amiroim, because we do not find Mikra Megillah Balayla neither in the Mishnah nor in the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that says, Chayav L'Kloisa Balayla V'Lishnoisa B'Yom. So Mikra Megillah by day is Divrei Kabbalah, while Mikra Megillah by night is only Divrei Soifrim. So the Turei Even says that both halachas that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is machadish and Megillah Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and these melachas, these both chidushim, these both halachas are juxtaposed. They come together in Megillah Dalet Amud Aleph. Noshim chayovos b'mikro Megillah, afen hoye b'yoyser enes, and that is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And the second halacha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is Chayav L'Kloisa B'Layla V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. And the Turi Even says, both these takonis are only medivrei soifrim. Mordechai was not metakel Megillah only for men and not for women, only by day and not by night. So both halachas of Rabbi Shua ben Levi are later takonis, later additions. And the Turi Even has a new pshat in the psak of the halachas gedolos brought Megillah Dav Dalet, and also in Erechin Dav Gimel, that women cannot be moitzi men by Mikra Megillah. So the Halachas Gedolah says, because their chiyuv is of a different nature, Anoshim chayovim bekriya, Noshim chayovim bishmiya, but the Turi Even says, Noshim are only chayiv medivrei soifrim, and they can be moitzi chiyuv medivrei kabbalah. Just like one that is only chiyuv derabbanan cannot be moitzi diuraisa. Big Chiddush of the Turi Even. Everybody knows who was the Turi Even. He's the Shagas Zaharia. And he says, just like the Rabbona cannot be Moitzi Diuraisa, Divrei Soifim cannot be Moitzi Divrei Kabbalah. And that is why women can't be Moitzi men b'Mikra Megillah. And I ask, according to the Turi Even, if we combine both Turi Evens, how about Mikra Megillah Balayla? Could women be Moitzi men Mikra Megillah Balayla? Because if we combine these two Turi Evens, Balayla, even by men, it's only Medivrei Soifrim. So maybe that would depend on a big machloikis in Rishonim and Megillah Yutes and elsewhere in Shas, whether Trei Derabonon is Moitzi Chad Derabonon. Because by men, Balayla was just Chad Derabonon. By women, it's a Trei Derabonon. But the Chiddush is, they're coming to be Moitzi, not someone that's chayev min haTorah, but someone that's chayev min divrei kabbalah. So this is an interesting question. Would we say a trei derabbanan can be moitzi achad derabbanan, which is chad divrei kabbalah, not a diuraisa? But anyway, according to the Tura Yavim, the difference between Mikra Megillah Balayla and Mikra Megillah Biyom is not only there is more persumen, it's different by nature and the level of chiyuv, because the konazan shekness is like doila biyamei mordechai v'yesu was only by day, and by night is a far later tekon. It's only medivrei soferim, and maybe even tekonas ameron. There are very few tekonas in shas that were instituted biyamei ameron. The vast majority of the rabbins are chachmei hamishnah. But in some places, we find tekonas from the tekufas ameron, and maybe this would be one of them, and that is the memra of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Sfas Emes goes to the greatest extreme, and the Sfas Emes on that very same sugya has two gewaldige chedushim explaining Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, chayev l'chloisa b'layla u'leshanoisa b'yoyim. And I need to give a very, very brief introduction about the derech halimed of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was a giant. He was the second Gerer Rebbe, as probably most of you know, even though I don't see many Strimlich in this room. I might even be the only one, which would be a Chiddush. So the Sfas Emes was a grandson of the Chiddush Arim, and he was the second Gerer Rebbe. He was the leader of a huge Hasidish community, and during his lifetime, he was known as one of the greatest Rabbeim, but he was not known as a sage, as a goyim. And his chedushim were printed only after his demise, and the world was shocked, because Sfas Emes is a gewaldige sefer, Sfas Emes al hashas. But he functioned as a rebbe, not as a rosh yeshiva, not as a poisik, and he was obviously an amazing goyim. But he had an interesting derech halimed. He learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and he wrote his chedushim. He did not learn the Rishonim. And it is very obvious in his form, especially on Masechet Shabbos, because he constantly asks the kashas of the Rashba, of the Ritva, of the Ran. And what is even more surprising, he asks the same kashas as they ask, and usually he gives the same tirutzim as they give. And that proves his yashlis, how straight he was, that is usually mechaven ledivrei Rabbi Yiseinu HaRishonim. But here the Sfas Emes says two gevaldei chedushim, and he says, I think pshat, chayev l'chloisa b'yoyim, b'laylo, v'lashanoisa b'yoyim, if you skipped Mikra Megillah b'layla for any reason, you need to read it twice by day, midin tashlumin. Just like tashlumin b'tfilo. You skip Marav, you skip Davis, you need to daven tushmanesis in the morning. Maybe that's pshat, chayev l'chloisa b'layla, v'lashanoisa b'yoyim. L'shanoisa means twice. Not only second time, first time by night and second time by day, but maybe midin tashlumin. So if for any reason you didn't hear the Megillah by night, need to hear it twice in the morning. So those people that are afraid, I need to choose either night or morning. Well, if you skip night and you choose morning, you're going to need to hear two Megillahs in the morning. And I'm not sure that the Baal Koreh will be willing to volunteer to read the Megillah twice for you in the morning when he needs to see many other people. But then the Sfas Emes writes, Ro'isi be'birke Yosef, the Birke Yosef brings such an opinion, and he totally rejects it. Nowhere do we find that by Mikra Megillah there's a din of Tashlumin. And then the Sfas Emes suggests even a greater Chiddush, and he says, Chayev l'kloisa b'layla v'leshanoisa b'yoyim, that Mikra Megillah Balayla is just like a preparation for the Megillah by day. He doesn't compare it, but it is comparable to a Shliach Tzibur that needs to daven Balachash Yesader Tfilosoi. And then he davens out loud. And the Sfas Emes says, according to my Chiddush, if you're not going to hear a Megillah by day for any reason, you don't need to read the Megillah by night. Because my night is just like a preparation for Mikra Megillah by day. And I say, are you serious? Zum enayin lecho. How can you say such a... I don't want to use any derogatory words, but how can you say such a chiddush that never, ever did anybody think about? Mehecha teisa. And he says, that is why Chazal use a shprach, use a loshen l'kloisa b'layla v'lishnoisa b'yoyim. Why don't they say Chayavodim Lekrois Megillah B'Laylo V'Yoyim? Or Lekrois B'Laylo V'Shanoisa B'Yoyim? So he says, the reason to read by night is because by day it needs to be the second Kriya. What is the importance of the second Kriya? What is the logic that you need to read by night in order that by day should be the second Kriya? I said maybe it's like Yesadat Filosai, but it's not the same. Yesadat Filosai is an immediacy. Doesn't make sense. You need to read the Megillah by night for what? So he says the Ikar is that the Kriya by day should be the second Kriya. So Ein Alochi Kamoisai. But what I want to prove from three sources, starting off with Tosfos. Even though we said a Shekhinah by night, we say by day. Day is more important than night. Moving over to the Magen Avraham, Ikar Mitzvahs Megillah B'Yoyim. Then comes along the Turei Aven. B'Yoyim is Divrei Kabbalah, B'Light is only Divrei Sofer. And he's not the only one. The Noi Debiyu, the Siman Mem Aleph, has an amazing tshuva. Shaila Aloch HaLamaisa. Yudalet B'Layla. It was rainy season. They didn't say Kiddush Lavona. In middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, a kid runs into the shul, there's a Lavona. What are they supposed to do? And the Noi Debiyu is surprisingly Paskins. It's counterintuitive. I'm sure that somebody that doesn't know the Noi Debiyu wouldn't guess. He says, we stop the Megillah in the middle, we go out, we say Kiddush Lavona, we come back, and we finish the Megillah. And his cheshbon is, the Megillah will patiently wait till we come back. Nobody could promise that the Lavona will patiently wait till we finish the Megillah. So Kiddush Lavona might be a mitzvah oiveres, and by a mitzvah veres we don't say oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, and therefore we stop the Megillah in the middle, we go out, we say Kiddush Lavona. I don't think that you need to dance Keshem Shani Roikin Lefonecho. We could do that after we finish the Megillah. But you need to say the bracha of Kiddush Lavona. That's the psak of Noi Debiyu, and the Noi Debiyu says. But Mikra Megillah is Medivrei Sofrim, and it's only a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, and he says Megillah by night is also Medivrei Sofrim. So the Noi Debiyu says the same as the Turei Oven. Yeshua Yaakov Asim and Tofrei Tzadik has a chiddush, and he wants to say, according to the Radbaz quoted by the Mogen Avraham in Siman Samach, that only a mitzvah d'oraisa tzorech kavona, mitzvah d'rabbanan ain tzorech kavona, maybe mikra begile b'yoyim tzorech kavona, because divrei kabola ki divrei toire damien, but mikra megile b'layla ain tzorech kavona, because it's only d'rabbanan. I think the Yeshua Yaakov quotes the Turei Aven. So there are various gedolim that hold this mahalach, even though it seems to be a chiddush. And the biggest chiddush, and that has taken this to an extreme, which I totally disagree with, is the Tzvas Emes, that if you're not going to read the Megillah by day, you don't even need to read it by night, because by night is somewhat of a preparation. And I have no idea why the Tzvas Emes thinks that explains the difference in the Loshen L'Kroisa B'Layla V'Lishanoisa B'Yam. To me, that diuk means nothing. You read it by night, and you read it again by day. That's the mishmos of Lishnoi Sabiyam. I don't think this difference in wording has any significance. So coming back to the question we asked at the beginning of our shir, assuming that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah by day is more important than the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah b'layla, the question is, how much more important, according to the Tzvas Emes, huge. According to the Turei Aven, significant. According to the Magen Avraham and Tosfos, meaningful. I'm just trying to find some words that express the difference. So what would be preferable? Waiting till tomorrow to be mekayim the mitzvah in a more mahudur, take a more choshev way, or maybe zrizin magdim mele mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to perform tonight, and maybe it's even ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs, not only zrizin magadimin. So Tov Reish Nun Aleph and Shara Tshuva Be'er Heitev Simen Tzadik. This is a very well-known machlokes between the Radbaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Radbaz Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel deals with the question, person is in prison. And in those days, in prison, you had no religious rights at all. Nobody cared what you need. And even today, it's not nice to say, but if you need to be in prison, Israel is the best place. I know some people that were sitting in prison in Israel. I know one of them. He made a siyum hashas in jail. First time in his life he made a siyum hashas. And when he was released, in a way, he was happy to go back to his family, but he missed the time that he spent there because he learned more than he ever learned in his entire life. So, my dear friends, I'm not recommending anybody should try to get there. No, I do not mean to recommend that, but if you need to sit in prison, this is the place. Not only if you need to sit in prison, wherever you need to sit, this is the place. But even in prison. So a person is Bebeis Asurim, and he was notified he could have a day out, and he could choose that day. Should he leave prison the first opportunity, tomorrow morning you could daven with minyan, you could hear Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to have Birchas Koyanim, take advantage, or maybe it's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's better Rosh Hashanah, I could hear Tkiyas Shofar, a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's a huge davening, Malchi HaZachron HaShofar. It's a week before Pesach. Maybe I should choose the first day Yom Tov. So many mitzvahs. Matzah, Moror, Dalet Koisis. And that's a machlokes between two giants, the Radbaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Would we say, Ziz Magdim Al HaMitzvahs, first opportunity out? That's the opinion of the Radbaz. The Chacham Tzvi says no. Better to wait and be Mekayim more mitzvahs and greater mitzvahs and more choshevim mitzvahs. Would our question be comparable? Yesh lechalek. In our sugya we're dealing with the same mitzvah. However, by day, it's more of a hidur. It's the ikar mitzvah, but it is the same mitzvah. In their case, we're dealing with totally different mitzvahs. In our case, I said there are different levels of interpretations of Gedolei Achroinim. What is the difference between Megillah B'Yom and Megillah B'Laila? But if we're dealing with a mitzvah D'Oraisa like Kiyas Shofar and Matzah, Le'umas compared to davening with Minyan, which is definitely only a Derabonon, Kriyas HaTorah is only a Derabonon. So would the question be the same? Yesh lechalek lekan velechan. There's room to argue. If it's the same mitzvah, everybody would agree. Take the first opportunity. It's the same mitzvah. You have the mitzvah of Megillah B'Laila. It's not as choshev as Megillah B'Day, but it is the same mitzvah. And it's the same number of mitzvahs. It's not more. Or would we say maybe to the contrary? If it's the same mitzvah, you have the chiyuv to perform the mitzvah in its lechatchiladika form. But I would not say Mikra Megillah B'Laila is a bidyeved. This is mitzvahs halaylo. And that is mitzvahs hayoim. So, in one of my svarim I wrote, and I apologize, I don't remember where. Many times I apologize. I remember many svarim better than I remember the Mincha Sosho. And that is for a very simple reason. To me, the Ktsois and the Nasivis, the Noidibiyude, the Yushet, are Gers and the Yankuta. When I was young, there was no Mincha Sosho. So it is not Gers and the Yankuta, and I don't remember this Sefer very well. Anybody that calls me and asks me something, where did you write about this? You won't know. I send them to my son-in-law. He remembers the Mincha Sosho far better than I do. But I did discuss this machloikis, and I wrote that it is a mistake to describe the dilemma with Zrizin Magdim al-Mitzvahs. I think it is Shehi u-Mitzvahs lo mashinan. Because in Minchas Osher Bereishis, I think it's in Parshas Vayera, there's a long discussion, and I am explaining four different halachas that seem to be the same, but they're definitely not the same. So this is Magdim HaLamitzvahs. Shehu mitzvahs lo mashinan, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, chaviva mitzvah bishato. I don't have the time, especially when I'm rushing to the airport, to go into the details. But these four halachas, in many sources in Shas, seem to be of the same essence. Do the mitzvah as fast as you can and don't wait. But I explained four different halachas. If Chazal use different language, it must mean different halachas. They don't use different language to express the same halacha. So Zeriz Magdim al HaMitzvahs is a manifestation, an expression of Chibuv Mitzvah. When you love to do something, you don't put it off. When you love to engage in something, you want it as fast as possible. If you have little kids and they love a certain candy, and you tell them, not tonight, tomorrow, they'll throw a tantrum. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want this now. So this Madim HaMitzvahs is an expression of Chivav Mitzvah. If you love a mitzvah, do it now. Something that doesn't make you happy, you prefer to postpone. Lo Magdim Inash Poranuta Lenafshei. Bad things you want to push off. Good things you want now. That is this Madim HaMitzvahs. Shum Mitzvahs Lo Mashinan is a totally different concept. Zeriz Magdim HaMitzvahs is only by mitzvahs shebegavra, only by mitzvahs that are avoidus Hashem, mitzvahs that we need to be makayim besimcha. Shir mitzvahs lo mashinan is found first, Yevomis Lamates, by chalitza. Chalitza is not the nature of a mitzvah that is avoidus Hashem. So the din of Shir mitzvahs lo mashinan says, mitzvah begodor liyabim, the oldest brother, he has the mitzvah of yibam or chalitza. If he's in Chutz Laaretz, he's in Medina Sayam, we don't wait for him to get back and we go to the next in age. Why don't we wait? Shum mitzvah slow machine. We don't push off mitzvahs. Chalitza doesn't have the nature of Zriz Magdim al HaMitzvahs, Ledati. Shum mitzvah slow machine is, don't postpone a mitzvah ki mi yodeya shema yitaref asho. You're waiting for the brother to come back from Chutz Laaretz. In the meantime, the younger brother might travel. The older brother might not come back. He might come back and decide not to cooperate. Shir mitzvah lo mashinan is, do a mitzvah now, because nobody could promise you whether you'll do it at a later time. So this is my Magdim al HaMitzvahs is, do we say a bracha on the lulav before davening or before halal? There's no reason to be afraid you can't do it later. Dalad mina mar biyotcho. That is an expression of loving a mitzvah, chibuv mitzvah. That's the reason magdimen. Shir mitzvah lo mashinan is of a totally different nature. It is like yevom eslamates by chalitza or yevom esmem zayim by gerus. The moment the basin is convinced that the ger has pure intentions, do the geirus now. And once again, the Gemara says, Shir mitzvahs lo mashinan. Don't push it off. Things might change. Something might happen to the ger. He has pure intentions. Do it now. And I say in the story of the prisoner, it's Shir mitzvahs lo mashinan. So you're going to push it off for 2 weeks. Maybe the crazy guy in charge of your cell will change his mind. And how do you know? If you could get out now. Take advantage. Take advantage. You're toli b'das acherim. Who could promise you what's going to be in 2 weeks' time? 1,000 things can happen. And that is the reason I would say, there, now. So all depends on the circumstances. When we're in a war zone, and you are told, we could read the Megillah for you now, tonight, or tomorrow. You cannot know. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. Things might change. There might be an attack. Your unit might be rushed out to the field. You cannot know. And therefore, In that case, I would say, Shiu mitzvah lo mashinan. And that is the more important consideration, even though Mikra Megillah b'yayim might be more important, as we explained, than Mikra Megillah b'layla. So we discuss various different concepts tonight, and not only the sugya of Mikra Megillah. And whenever I have an opportunity to speak to a huge crowd of Lomdei Torah and Talmidei Chachamim, I always try to pick a sugya that is not only a local sugya, but something that people could use in many other different sugyas, as we discussed tonight. So this Shabbos was Shabbos Shkolim. So let me share with you just a few thoughts and feelings about the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. Lo yeh benegev bevkoi doisam. And the Gemara Megillah Yudalet says, Gole v'yadu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'osod homon la'atel shkolim kedei laharig ula'abid ula'hashmed. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magdim shekleyam lishkolov. So this Mamre Chazal could be interpreted literally, shekel for shekel. Homan ad shkolim. So we have the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, but I think it goes far deeper than that. In times of sakona, in times of danger, we need chesed, we need tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klal Yisrael will be in great tragedy, b'yemei Haman v'Achashverosh. And there will be a gzera decree laharig lahashmed ulehabed higdim shekleihem leshkolov. Dorshei Rishimos explain Machzis HaShekel. Machzis has five letters. The middle letter is the tzaddik. The two letters at the extreme, first and last, are memtov, which is mace. The two inner letters are chesyud, which is chai. And the tzaddik represents, indicates tzedakah. The zgula of tzedakah is to chase away the malach hamavis, to separate the men from the tov, and to bring together the chet and the yud, laharbo yischayim. Like the Porsuk says in Mishlei, utzedakah tatzil memavis. Bava Basa Daf Yud Aleph, Chazal tell a story about Binyamin and tzaddik. Shehayu gabai shel tzedakah. V'pam achas boso isha lefonav v'amru Rabbi Parnaseini. And he says, who avoidu, I swear, ein b'kupa shel tzedakah klum. Anybody that goes to gemachim knows, sometimes you come to a gemach and they tell you, there's no money now, come back in a week, come back in 2 weeks, come back in 3 weeks, some money is expected to come in. And Binyamin HaTzadik says, we ran out of funds, come back next week. And she says, Rebbe, no, I'm not coming back next week. I'm an only mother. Either she was an almona or I don't know. And she's caring for her seven children. And he says, if you're not going to help me, I and my children might die from hunger. Omid v'pernas ha-mishalo. He went into the other room and wrote her a personal check. What could you do when a lady tells you, I'm dying from hunger? And then Binyamin HaTzadik fell ill, v'not elomus, and he was dying. Malachi HaShoresh came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a chiddush. The Malachim intervened. It's not their job. They don't usually do that. But the Gemara says, Malach HaYashores came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atu Omarto, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh HaChzor, Ki Ilu Ki Yemoy LaMolay. That's Chiddush number two. Atu Omarto. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where did I say that? In the Gemara. What Chazal say, they speak in your name. And the Malachim tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atu Omarto. You're the one that said, Kol ha-makayim nefesh achas misol kilukiyem oile molei. Tzadik zeh shehichyo, shmoyne nefoshes b'yisol, yamut b'yamim ma'atim, miyad nikra gzar dino. Va'amri la, hosifu lo chov beishonim al shenotav. We see the power of tzedakah. He had a miraculous recovery. And not only was he healed, 22 years were added on to his lifetime, more than what was originally destined for him. And whenever I quote this Mamre Chazal, I feel I must share with you the Gaon, because it's a combination of Ruach HaKodesh and pure genius. So the Gaon says, why 22 years? No number is coincidental, neither in Torah nor in Avim Veksuvim, and not even in Divrei Chazal. There must be a reason. Why did he get another 22 years? So the Gaon says, Bava Basa Taftes, the Gemara says, Anoisim Pruta La'oni Misborech B'Shishu Brachos, V'Amefai Soi B'Dvorim Mitbarech B'Yud Aleph. You give tzedakah, 6 brachos, and if you give it in a proper fashion with a smile on your face, and you give it in a way that doesn't make the recipient feel embarrassed, then you have Yud Aleph brachos. 8 times 11 is 88. Shmoyne nefoshos, isho v'shivo b'neo. 88. And the Gemara in Sotah says, Zchut tole shlosha chodeshim. 3 times 88 is 264. And that is exactly Chof Beis Shoni. 12 times 22 is 264. And that's the Cheshbon, why he got Chof Beis Shonim al Shanaisav. But what we see from this Gemara is the power of Chesed and the power of Tzedakah. So since Simchas Torah, we've been talking all the time. What is our duty when so many young soldiers are fighting in the field, some of them dying? And the only number we know is of the ones killed, but many, many, many more were very badly injured, and so many broken families. So those that have the schus to sit in Beis Medrash, we need to learn more and learn better, daven more and daven better, being more ahavo v'achvo v'reyus, more achdus and chesed. So in the past few months, I've been seeing hundreds of people coming from the entire world. Hundreds of thousands have come, but I've been seeing almost every day missions, delegations, and I tell them all, are you aware that you are insane? And they all look at me puzzled, some of them offended. Why does the Rav think we're insane? And I say, because sane people stay away from a war zone. There's been a terrible war raging in the Ukraine for 2 years, and I'm not aware that hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians from the entire world are coming to Kiev and to Lviv and to Mariupol. Everybody stays away. So why are we insane? We are beautifully, magnificently insane. Because we're not only a people, we are a family. And when your brother is hurting, you want to sit next to him. And you don't just call from 1,000 miles away to ask, how are you doing? When your brother is hurting, you want to see him, you want to feel him. So Jews are coming from the entire world, and many of them don't even know why we are coming. We're coming because we want to see, we want to hear, we want to feel, and we want to try to be helpful. So it is a manifestation that we are the chosen people. We're different than all the others. We are the only insane people. We are the people that are a family, and everybody wants to feel. But I tell people, you could be helped from far away as well. Because we believe in Torah, we believe in Divrei Chazal, we believe in the Gemara Makas Daf Yud, Oim Do Yisoyo Ragleinu B'malchome B'zchut Shari Yushalayim Shoyiskim B'Torah. And I say, if you are the same today as you were Erev Simchas Torah, the 6th of October, then you need to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. If nothing has changed, either you don't believe or you don't care. Because if you believe and you care, how come you're doing nothing? It's either you don't believe in Divrei Chazal, and you don't believe that Torah and Tefillah and Tzedakah could make a difference, Or you do believe and you don't care. Both options are horrible. So I believe that we all believe in the koyach of Torah and tefillah and chesed. And I believe that we all care when Jews are dying and the yishuv is in a sakana. So we all need to do better. Our Torah, our davening, and also a lot of chesed and a lot of tzedakah. Because Klal Yisrael is b'sakana, and each and every Jew in the entire world, ish ve'isha, minar v'ad zoken, everybody is called to arms, and everybody needs to contribute in his own way. Daven more, daven better, learn more, learn better, give more tzedakah, and we should be zoicha, shekodesh boch yerachem al amo. So the Sfasemis says in the Torahs on Purim, it's the second Sfasemis I'm mentioning tonight. I disagreed with the first, but I totally agree with the second. And the Sfasemis says, every year, b'yameya Purim, there is a hisoiris of the zgula v'nahafechu asher yishlitu ha'yehudim heimo b'soineyem. Shashem yarachem, we should see b'koroiv. V'nahafechu asher yishlitu ha'yehudim heimo b'soineyem. We should see nisim v'nefloiz k'shem shosizol avuseinu b'yom ha'mehem b'zman hazeh. And all the young soldiers should come home l'chayim v'lesimcha v'lesholoim. And HaKadosh Baruch yirachem al kol am Yisrael. We should be zoicha. The Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bemheiro, Vyomeinu, Omeinu.